This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom and Anthony today. Today is the 29th day of September in 1946. On the 29th day of September, my mother and father gave birth to me to be able to proclaim the word of God. I was born to proclaim the word of God. That was my experience, to proclaim the word of God. I was not born to make $1 million. I was not born even to be married. I was born to proclaim the word of God. That is why I was born. And by God's grace, I want to continue to do that until I stop living, to proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ by the power of his Holy Spirit to people that are desperate, to people that love him, to people that don't know him, to proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. That's why I was born. That's why I was born, to proclaim the word of God. I believe that. As a young age, when I was in high school, I would take the Bible every morning and read from the scriptures the opening exercises. Nobody else did it. I did it every year, every place that I was in high school, proclaiming the word of God every day. If I didn't do it, it wouldn't have been done. Simple as that. But I did it by the grace of God. I didn't care what people thought about me. I did it so that we would hear God's word to begin a new day. I tell you, God has plans for you, even as he has plans for me. And these plans are perfect, and these plans are real. But we need to step into them. We need to step into them. If we don't step into them, we'll never experience them. Do you know today that the Lord Jesus Christ has plans for you? Plans to give you a future and plans to give you a great life. He has that for you. But you've got to step into them. You don't step into them, you're never going to experience them. You see, we started radio by the grace of God, but I stepped into it. I gave myself to Jesus and to the radio experience. If I didn't step into it, we wouldn't be here. You see, it all comes by grace through faith, but you've got to step into it, whatever it is. If you're going to get married and you love this woman or you love this man, you've got to step into it and give yourself completely to this woman or to this man in the name of Jesus. If you don't step into it, you've really never know what it means to be married. I tell you, God has plans for you. If you want them, you can have them. If you don't, he'll pass you by. Oh, I do not want Jesus to pass me by. I need him desperately. I don't want him to pass me by. I want him to stay with me and to continue to pour out his spirit upon me so that I can pour out God's word upon you. Not only me, but Anthony. Anthony, too, was destined to proclaim the word of God. From all eternity, God destined Anthony to proclaim the word of God. It was made known to him a couple of years ago. But from all eternity, God called him to do what not many people do, the proclamation of God's word. And I'm going to tell you, not many people proclaim the word of God. We proclaim religion. Oh, no. I proclaim the word of God, which brings people into the Catholic religion. That's what I do. I don't proclaim religion. I proclaim the word of God. And if people accept that word, body, blood, soul, and divinity of the Lord Jesus Christ as Eucharist, they come into the church. Oh, it is the church that is the body of Christ. But I do not proclaim the church. I proclaim the head of the church. His name is Jesus. And we've been doing this for a long time. And by God's grace, we'll continue to do it for an even longer time. To proclaim to you today, it's going to be all right. He's going to work things out. He's got plans for you. He loves you with an everlasting love. He has not forgotten you, and he's going to work things out. I believe it. Jesus never drops us in the middle of the street. He picks us up in the middle of the street, and he says, let's walk together. Let's walk together. I want to be all that you need me to be and all that you want me to be. What do you want Jesus to be? I want him to be everything today. My life, my sweetness, my hope. I want him to be everything. Have you been experiencing the reality that he's calling you to tell people about him? That's what it's all about. To tell people about him. As they enter into the grace of Jesus Christ, their lives get changed. Now, Anthony's going to tell us when he came to Holy Rosary years ago, what did he find when he came there? Let's hear what he's got to say. We did not prepare this. This is right from the gift of the Holy Spirit.
As I think about that day, the Lord has taken me to Mark 16. And the disciples went everywhere and preached. And the Lord worked through them, confirming his word by many miraculous signs. See, I saw the gospel being preached in power, people fully alive, and the word going forth being confirmed by people being slain in the spirit, by people being healed, by people being fully alive. I said, what is this light that these crazy Catholics carry? Why are they praying in tongues? What is this language? Why are they fully alive? Why are people laying on the ground and getting up in ecstatic joy? Because the kingdom of God is here. The kingdom of God is now. And I saw the completion of the Our Father prayer, at least a glimpse of it, on earth as it is in heaven. I didn't see religion. I didn't see dead service. I said, this is what heaven must be like. This is what heaven must feel like. I walked in and I felt the atmosphere of heaven, because as we praise God, the Lord inhabits his praises. So as I begin to praise the Lord Jesus, I love you, I bless you, I thank you. Guess what happened? The Spirit of God comes and it inhabits those praises, and we create an atmosphere in the space that we walk in. I saw Father Tom, a man fully sold out to God, but a man with no other desire than the Lord Jesus Christ. I saw Maria preaching the gospel, just a lay evangelist, just a woman who's in love with God, but preaching the word and speaking with authority. Even when Jesus came, the Pharisee says, who is this man speaking with authority? You know, you cannot fake it in the spirit. Either you got it or you don't. Either you believe it or you don't. And Jesus wants to come and make himself so real for you. You ask Jesus to come speak in your voice, to come pray in your hands, to come love in your heart, to come speak in your mind. The reality of Jesus Christ is so real. And Jesus came only to do the Father's will. See, the Father's will, the will of God, we weren't created to do the will of God. We are created to live in the will of God. When Adam sinned, our human will and God's divine will split. So we have to do human things. We fast, we pray, so that God wants me to do this. I want to do that, but I'm going to try to do what God wants me to do. God wants me to give. God wants me to pray. but I want to watch TV. God wants me to evangelize, but I'm scared in my heart. And, you know, and we just try to do the best to do what God's telling us to do. But no more. There's a gift of the divine will through the servant of God, Luisa Picaretta. I was reading the Book of Heaven this morning. It's a great gift. And the plan for man now is the same plan for man as when God created us. That's divine union. That our whole operation system is the will of God within us. See, when we come to God, we are like servants following the commands of God. But God doesn't want that. That's not why he created man. He created man so that God can reign in you, so that we can reign with God, so that we can participate in the counsel of God, so that God flows in every thought. God enlightens your thoughts. God enlightens your words. You ask Jesus to come speak through me and think in me. And the Lord, pretty soon, God, what do you want me to do? And God says, well, what do you want to do, son? See, there's a place in the spiritual realm where you and God become one. We are partakers in the divine nature. Father, without even receiving it, when I saw God, I saw Jesus. If you want to be a man or woman of God operating in power, you need to find a man of God who operates in power and then serve them. And then help them. You know, Elisha got the anointing from Elijah by serving him. What great man of God are you serving today? Because the anointing flows from one person to another. It's just God's preferred method. And as you serve someone, you get the oil that's upon their life. And you know, maybe you don't have access, but as you listen to Father Tom daily, as you do what he commands you to do and speak as he commands you to speak, that anointing is flowing into you through the radio waves. Like Father said, everything is grace of God through faith. The ability that God has even allowed you to turn on this radio ministry and listen to Father Tom, that's by God's grace. But why has God chosen for you to listen to Father Tom and listen to God speak through him? Because greater things will you do than I did, said Jesus, because I go to the Father. That everything Father Tom is witnessing to you about, God has it for you. It is no longer Father Tom who lives, but Christ Jesus who lives through him. So is it really Father Tom speaking to you, or is it God speaking to you through Father Tom as an empty vessel, trying to push you higher in the spirit, trying to bring you to the potential that God has for you, that Father Tom wants you to max out the gifts that God has given to you before the foundation of the world?
You see, the Word of God says, I have chosen you. I have called you. I have chosen you to be my own and to make known my wonderful deeds. I knew that as a child. As a child, I knew that. I could not put it into words, but that's what I knew to be true, that I was chosen to bring Jesus to people by the grace of the living God. It had nothing to do with me. Everything to do with God's choice.
This wasn't Father's plan. This was God's plan.
That's right. And the only thing I had to do was continually say amen to God's plan. That's all.
Because an amen is a yes to God.
And that's what it's all about. Sometimes I was afraid to say amen. Where will it lead me? But ultimately, I let go of that. Let go of that fear. And continue to say amen to the plan of God. It's all about God. It's all about Jesus. It's all about his plan for you. Are you saying amen to his plan for you? Are you bucking him? Are you bucking him? Don't buck Jesus. Say amen to the plan that God has for you. Because it's awesome. It's filled with life. It's filled with grace. It's filled with the power of God. Amen to you, Lord God. Amen to what you're saying. Amen, amen, amen.
You got to first say yes to Jesus, but then you need to find the lane that Jesus created you to be in. Because once you find that vein that Jesus created you to be in, how he created you to serve him with special gifts and graces, then there becomes no limitations in the spirit. God is not a God of limits. As soon as I found that I was created to preach the word of God, there became no limitations on my life. As I laid hands on the sick, I seen God move. As I fast, I had the grace to do it for as long as God called me to do. Whatever God is calling you to do, he has already given you the grace to be able to do it. As we say, amen. But in doing the will of God, we are dying to ourselves. We are dying to our desires. We are dying to the flesh. And it takes a little bit of strength to do the will of God. But you gotta, what has God created you to do? It's for me, preach the word of God. For you, it may be to work, to be a parent, to whatever it is. But once you get in that vein, there becomes no limitation in the spirit. And you can flow with the Holy Spirit and begin to move into hyperspeed. Because God is not a God of limitation.
We spend too much time wondering what God has for us. Yeah. We need to step into it by faith. How did it start with me? Well, I remember I was with these two young women, and we decided to start a prayer group. Now, who's going to lead the prayer group?
Were you a priest?
No, I was no priest. I was no seminarian. Who's going to lead the prayer group? And so the two young women said, "You, Tom." I said, "Me? I've never done anything. You are going to lead the prayer group, and God's going to give you the power to do it." And so what did I do? I said, "Yes, I'll do the best I can. That's all I can do. I am no prophet. I'll do the best I can. We'll pray every Wednesday evening. We'll praise God every Wednesday evening. We'll do wonderful things in praying for people, if God sends them, every Wednesday evening." And so I said, yes. I said, amen. I had no idea where it would lead. I only knew it would lead to Jesus himself. That amen brought us ultimately on the radio. Amen on the radio. So people would be blessed with the presence of God and the word of God made flesh.
But first you had to give your amen to the Lord to be a priest of Jesus Christ.
Oh, yes. And I'm going to tell you, I fought it. I would say to Jesus, "I don't need to be a priest. I'm preaching the word of God. I don't need to be that priest of God."
And who did God send you to rebuke you?
God sent me a blind man. A blind man. I had spoken at a communion breakfast, and the blind man asked me to drive him home. As I drove him home, he said, "God is calling you to be a priest, and you're saying no to the Lord." "I know it," he said, "because God was calling me to be a priest, and I never, ever said yes." Don't say no to Jesus. I tell you, that day I came home, I ate so much pasta that I couldn't even tell you how much it was. I ate so fast that I was being called to be a priest. I ate and ate and ate and ate. But you know what? Ultimately, God made arrangements that I would go to the seminary and get an application. And that's what I did. And the rest is history. I do, by God's grace, what he wants me to do. As a priest of God. Oh, a servant priest, not a priest who sits on a throne having people bless him, but as a servant priest, as Jesus on the cross is the servant priest of all.
A priest, the only profession given to us by God, not created by man, in the Catholic Church, the only church divinely established by God, not created by man. That's what Father 2,000 years ago, Father was called to be a priest in the Catholic Church. And he said he wrestled with God for 6 or 7 years. But the thing is in the spiritual realm, we give God one yes, and then he opens another door to the next yes. No yes to the priesthood, no open doors to the radio ministry for Father Tom. See, God, the book of Psalms says God created us to do good deeds, which he foreordained before the foundation of the world. There's a certain number of acts that God has created you to do, good deeds and acts, and to walk in. But they're concurrent in the spirit. So until Father said yes to Jesus, then he had to say yes to be a priest. Then he said yes to doing the radio. Then he said yes to going to Winthrop. This is all planned. But you need to say yes to God. Because in this spiritual realm, there's really not even right or wrong decisions if these decisions are done for the love and the glory of God. There's only decisions of faith. The devil just wants to get you stuck and stagnant, where Jesus wants the river to flow in your life and to take you from glory to glory with the Lord. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. The Bible says the righteous will flourish in everything they put their hands to. So I know I'm not righteous because of anything I can do. I'm righteous because of the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ and me choosing to be made right with God and receiving his forgiveness. So you are righteous the moment you give your life to the Lord. So if you have faith and you let Jesus operate through you, the word of God, which never returns void, says you will flourish in everything you put your hands to. But you got to go all in for the Lord. For me, it's preaching, it's reading the word of God, it's praying, it's just centered around Jesus. But what is God calling you to do? Because if you go all in and you do it not for your own sake, not to make money, but only for the glory of God, you will flourish. Why? Because the word of God says it. The word of God says it. But the whole point is you've got to go all in. James says a double-minded man is weak in all his ways. That means a foot in for Jesus and a foot out in the world. It makes you weak. It makes you weak. No. Go like Father, all in for Jesus. You will be so strong in the Lord. This month I'm going to preach outside the Satanic Temple in Salem, in the witch house. But I'm preaching the will of God. I'm preaching the love of God. I'm not going to fight the darkness because the light comes in and it overshadows the darkness. I'm not in a battle with the devil. I already have the victory. You already have the victory. The game is already rigged. God has already prepared every good deed for you to do. It's all in the will of God. All you need to do is surrender, operate in total obedience, operate in total faith, die to yourself so the resurrected Christ can become alive in you. And you will trample the works of the enemy. For this reason, the Son of God was manifested to destroy all of the works of the enemy. Depression's a work of the enemy. Fear is a work of the enemy. Poverty, not having enough to do the mission God has called you to do, that is an enemy. But when you go all in for the will of God, you become unstoppable. There is no limits in the spirit. No one is going to tell me that Jesus doesn't exist, that Jesus doesn't want to save them. No little hex or voodoo can come in between me and God. You got to have strength in the spirit, but strength comes through surrender. Today, will you be bold enough to surrender everything in your life to the Lord Jesus Christ and do what he calls you to do when he calls you to do it?
It was in 1968, before the Blessed Sacrament, way before I was a priest, just at the end of Sunday, or at the middle of Sunday of the retreat, I went up to the chapel in front of the Eucharist, and I said to Jesus, I give you my life. Not only for today, I give you my life. And guess what? He took it. And you know what else I said? When I take it back, Jesus, make me suffer. Make me suffer. And you know what? He has. When I take back the yes from Jesus, I suffer like a dog. I'd rather suffer here than to suffer in hell or suffer in purgatory. I want Jesus in my life. I want to be sold out to Jesus. I want to be anything he wants me to be. If he calls me to be someone who cleans toilets, I'll do it in Jesus' name. Whatever he's calling me to be. Little did I know when I said yes in 1968 that I'd be talking to you via the radio waves. I didn't know any of that. I knew nothing of that. It's in following him day by day, day by day, day by day. Oh, dear Lord, three things I pray: to see you more clearly, love you more dearly, follow you more dearly, day by day, day by day, day by day. Are you following him day by day? If not, start now. Avoid the rush. Just tell him, I'm here for you, Jesus. I surrender.
So today we want to thank the Lord God for the great gift of Father Tom, born in the house of East Boston 79 years ago, and all the grace that God has released and will continue to release through Father Tom, his life, and his ministry. What can you do for God today? Offer up many special prayers for Father Tom. May God bless you.
God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.